Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. You're listening to Roy and Friends. My name is Roy Peretz and I have my friends here from 96 Senton Drive, Liel Rimon.
Boker Tov, all right.
How are you, Liel?
And everybody.
He's also an expert in Swiss watches and diamonds. We also have with us Peter Feldman, our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. How are you?
I'm very well, Roy. Nice to be back again.
All right. You know, yesterday we had a person that... connection with the competition that won two movie tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about it just now. We also have with us Moshe Starograd. How are you, Moshe?
Good morning. Very well.
Very well. All right. So are you gonna speak Yiddish after the show?
I'll try, yes.
Yeah.
You know, Roy, my car's been in the garage and it's just come out now and I've had the horn changed. You know that?
Is it?
Now, every time I sound the horn, the gunshot sounds. So people get out of the way much quicker than ever before. I must tell you, it's amazing.
I wouldn't think so. In South Africa,
run away.
When I drive to work, I hear gunshots.
You know, Roy, gone are the days when girls used to cook.
Yeah.
Like their mothers, remember? Now they drink like their fathers.
They spoke on the news about this new software. What's going on? Yeah, there's something on the background, right? I think it's from the computer.
I think it's from the computer, but I'll shut it up now. Yeah, it's done. Is it done?
Yes.
Done. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, no problem. With the headphones on, I don't know.
They spoke in the news just before we came on air about this new software that's telling you when the babies cry, why he's crying, and if he's hungry, if he's tired, if he have gas or whatever. What did we do before all this software? How did we raise children?
My father used to program me. I remember he was ahead of his time. Before, you know, when I came back and I said I didn't do my homework, he used to murr the living crap out of me. And I promise you, I was very, very good student after that.
That was the best software.
Yeah. So it's not the hardware, it's the software.
An application.
What do you think?
Yeah, very good, very good. And we still came out okay.
You came from a school of hard knocks.
Yeah, hard knocks.
You had to clap you one and clap you two, and you learned.
Let me tell you, really, like real story, no real story, real always. I used to be a little naughty kid when I was a kid. Now,
you changed?
Yes, I did a lot. Now I'm not a naughty kid. I'm a naughty adult.
Adult.
But what? What happened? My father, I mean, I remember, you know, he used to murder me every evening. There was always a good reason, you know, always a good. Let me hit, bro. It will be fine. I mean, I'm sure he did something wrong, that kind of thing.
He probably got his anger out, like anger management. You got to hit something.
Dad is the calmest, nicest guy ever. Believe me, it was Roy's fault.
Yeah, it was one.
It has to be Roy's fault. Always Roy's fault.
Every day, there was somebody knocking on our door with a kid. Saying, your kid hit my kid. So one day my dad says to him, listen, you know what? You come inside. I had enough eating him. You can eat him. I mean, really.
My paws are sore already.
Yeah, my hands are sore. Shit. You know, today's the last day of May.
May.
Yep. 31st of May.
May be a good day.
So we finished already. We completed 5 months of the year.
And we all survived.
I mean, dodging bullets and whatever, but we did survive. So what can we expect of June?
We can expect the World Cup.
So first of all, we're going to have the World
14th,
Cup.
14th, the kickoff. And Mo Salah now is missing the first two matches, you know.
Is he going to miss?
He's up to 3 weeks out. He's going to join Egypt. At least for the last game, if they will qualify, so he will play someone.
All right.
I hope Ramos is happy.
Ramos is happy.
Suarez, that's playing Uruguay in the same group as Mo Salah, already said he's very disappointed because the first game going to be against Egypt, and he wants to play against the best, and not to have Mo Salah, that is arguably the best in the world this year. It's a disappointment.
So June is celebrated as a National Smile Month in the UK and National Ocean Month.
Is it June?
Say again?
Is it June or June, is it June. May? Then
June, June, June. June is celebrated as National Smile Month in the UK and National Oceans Month in the USA. You know, George Bush Sr. And Donald Trump, both of them were born in June. They're the only presidents that were ever born in June.
My mom was born 45. In June, and she's much more important than the president.
Well, my yeah. wife was born in June. My mom was born in June.
You see?
I was married in June.
June, yeah. Unfortunately, I lost my parents in June.
Mixed feelings, yeah. right?
You lost your parents
both
in
parents,
June.
Yeah, in June.
No, that's not nice.
No, one in 78 and the other in 91, both in June.
My parents were also married in June. Yeah, actually.
June is a month of marriage, eh?
It's
terrible month.
First of all, in Israel, it's a nice month. It's just before the big heat. It's a nice month. Still spring-ish. So people get married. People.
So if you want to send the presents to my wife.
What's the date?
Oh, my marriage date 26th of June. Mamma mia. Yeah, that's
26th of June. It's my parents' marriage date.
Serious? I can't believe it. What is that? What is wrong with this date?
I'm telling you, it's a magnet for bad things.
Roy, what do you call your toilet at home? Does it have a name? Do you call it the John?
No, I remember Al Bundy used to call his Ferguson. Yeah.
I've renamed mine at home Jim.
Jim.
So I feel much better saying I went to the gym this morning.
Good one.
And you spend the 45 minutes.
Yeah. You know, I didn't make it to the gym today. That makes five years in a row.
Okay.
Just look at me.
You say you're not too fat. You're only 5 meals ahead and 6 gyms behind.
Yeah.
You know, age is coming at a really bad time for us. When I was a child, I thought nap time was punishment. Now, as a grown-up, I feel like it's like a small vacation.
Yeah, it is. But it is a vacation, guys. I mean, really, nap time. You know, who can afford himself to actually nap? Who?
To have a sleep in the afternoon. Oh. I think it's imperative at my age.
Yeah, it used to be.
It's nice, it keeps me going for the rest of the night.
It's a very generous start.
Everything changed.
In Israel, you know, you used to have it, you know.
Yes, but also from the Spanish side.
Moshi, what is the biggest lie you tell yourself? What is the biggest lie you tell yourself every day?
We can't tell you.
The biggest lie I tell myself is I don't need to write it down. I'll remember it.
In your age, yeah, it's a lie.
Well, you know, if you've got Alzheimer's, it's bad.
Yes. You know with that. You know what happens with that? You meet new people every day.
Yeah, that's great.
This is the positive of
that's
Alzheimer's.
The only positive.
You're meeting people every day, yeah. New people every day.
What can I say? Guys, you know what? So...
Roy, when someone tells you you're fat, don't take them seriously. Put your chins up and keep on going.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If a person is very fat, there's a diet.
Yes.
And it's called the garlic diet.
Okay.
You eat a lot of garlic.
Yes.
From far, you look thin.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Nobody get close to you.
Do you remember Boston?
Ooh, Boston.
How can we forget?
Boston. So let me give you something great of Boston. Modern Feeling was written in 1976. This is Boston at its best, let me tell you. So this is Modern Feeling. I mean, I can't believe it. Opening breakfast show with this.
Yeah, remember, it lifts you. It lifts you.
It's still
does, you know, it still has meaning.
Yeah, it is. And like Liel said, I was a teenager on the 70s, and for me, Boston was
the main group.
But for him, it was something else. I don't know. What was your, when you were a teenager, at the 90s?
Me?
Yeah.
First of all, a lot of Israeli music that was released in the 90s. But in the 90s, there were two main things that came out. One of them is the grunge, what you remember, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Green Day.
Yeah, but
all this, you're not really connected to music.
Yeah.
But that came out when I was a teenager. And the other thing is rap and hip-hop. It started to be big in the beginning of the 90s,
really?
And as youngsters, we connected to it. That was our music. But still, I grew up at a house with my father and my big brother that listened to 70s music and 60s music. and it steals also, you know.
I think that gives us the records
that I have when I was a boy
was your dad's records,
was yeah. Cream, and was Boston, and yeah. was Crosby, Stills,
Ginger
Nash,
Baker
Young.
From Cream, remember yeah. him?
For sure I remember Bread, and you know, all those yes. great
Strawberry and Cream, yeah. I
Bread came to South Africa some years ago.
Bread,
they were amazing ballads. Fantastic
ballads.
Oh, yeah.
And
Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull.
And then with Simon and Garfunkel. I mean,
my favorite.
Good music, yeah. a good song, is when an orchestra plays it, like Bridge Over Troubled Water. When you hear a full orchestra playing, then you can see how well a song is actually yeah. constructed. But yeah. a lot of the rap songs today and a lot of those
yeah,
other
but
songs...
Your ears you know, are also, when you hear something that is, let's say, maybe not a symphony or playing by an orchestra, you cannot hear all the sounds that are in it. Your ears are not that. And a lot of all the tunes and a lot of bands and musical groups do things that... We don't even understand half of what we hear. A good example is Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'm just going to say, Queen's music, when adapted to a full orchestra, Roy, is yeah. fantastic.
But yeah, especially Bohemian Rhapsody, it is an orchestra, it is rock, and it is everything. And it sounds so good.
And there's a movie called Bohemian Rhapsody coming out this year, yeah, you know that.
November. So we've got Mr. G's telling us, keep playing 70s tunes. Play some Cream, please.
And he's not wrong.
No, he's not. Let me see if I can get a Cream in the meantime.
Find something else.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. And 061-895-1019. Our studio number is 010-140-3020-34519. It will cost you $1.50.
Yeah. And it doesn't say what date it is?
Yes, it does. You weren't listening. 17th of June.
Ah, no, I didn't listen. Yeah.
Yeah, your mind's somewhere else.
So which one was like the best song of Cream? Sunshine of Your Love, White Room, Crossroads, Badge, Strangers?
Badge. I love Badge.
You like Badge.
You like right. Badge. Okay, let's give Peter something you like.
No, 100%. I just want...
Not bad enough. In the meantime, while you're finding it, Peter, yeah. let's repeat the competition from yesterday.
Yeah.
Although we have a winner, no, right?
We need two winners. Do we get two winners?
We have one winner.
We've got one. We need another one.
Okay. So we're going to give another double ticket today.
We're going to give double tickets to New Metro to see a movie of your choice. It can't be the movie that's open that week. Just SMS or say WhatsApp us now. Last night we were talking about a film called Chappaquiddick, and I just want to know what it was about. It's a part of American history right now. It's somewhere in America, and something happened in July 1969. All I want to know is what happened on Chappaquiddick Island involving a very famous politician. So if you know the answer, please WhatsApp us, and you'll get the other double tickets for a New Metro movie of your choice.
Let me tell you, if you can spell Chappaquiddick...
Like the one yesterday.
Like the one yesterday. I think you already won.
We were so impressed that we just gave him... Yeah. He said Chappaquiddick. Chappaquiddick is part of the Star Wars saga.
Yeah.
It's about... something in space.
He's talking about Chewbacca.
We just said saw Chappaquiddick and he spelled it so nicely. We said you got it.
Island or lake, Chappaquiddick?
No, it's an island. It's part of the.
Maybe there's a lake there as well.
There's a lake as well. Yes, yeah. It's part of Martha's Vineyard, and that on the eastern side of the island. Yes. That's where the Kennedys had their compound, and they were on a regatta. They had a regatta the day. This incident happened.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it is in Maine. I didn't check it up, but I know that the Kennedy resides in Maine.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
What happened? Sorry, say again? The Kennedys do resign.
Resign. Yeah. I don't know what left of them. Yeah,
it's like a cursed family.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. It was in the 50s and the 60s, they were the monarchy of America.
They were the royalty of America.
And they said great things about this family and what they're going to achieve. But
they did. Listen, how many families do you know that have got a president in
Bush?
Them? The Bush got two.
Yeah.
But let me tell you why they've got two, because I don't think they've got enough good people or bright people in America who got there to use the same family.
They even
made the Clinton twice, and both of them were cooked.
I think a lot of Americans won't agree with you there, Roy. Uh-huh.
What do you mean?
Well, they got Trump in now. Trump.
Trump is the right one. This is cream for our
listeners.
Legendary cream. I can't believe it. I'm DJing here, and people actually like my music. I love it. You just ask for whatever you want. I'll try my utmost best.
Let's try Moshe. 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 Pick a song. Come on.
Moshe's going to give us 1940s. No one really. No one really.
That's a beautiful song.
He's going to surprise you.
I told you, 1940s.
Glenn Miller.
Miller. No, the Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin.
There was a great era, let me tell you.
That's right. The most beautiful era.
All right, we've got a winner here, guys. We've got High Team. Teddy Kennedy had a car accident that went into a river, and his companion, Mary Jo Coptic, was killed. And in brackets, it says, and he got away with it. He was allegedly drunk at the time. Benjamin. All right,
and
Benjamin.
She was probably pregnant from him.
We don't know that. You know everything.
We'll get hold of you. We've got your details.
We'll get hold of you. We've got your details. And we'll contact you and give you the codes so that you can get your tickets. Thank you very much for entering. And there'll be another competition next Wednesday night on the Porn Stars Unplugged.
New Metro.
With New Metro, of course. Yes,
You know, Peter, you know how I know.
No.
It wasn't me that got her pregnant, so it must be someone else. Thank you.
Who was that?
He asked how I know she was pregnant. So I say it wasn't me that got her pregnant. So
you know what? There's a lot of pregnancies you're actually not involved in.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Yeah, surprise.
In opposed to the ones that you are involved in. Okay.
Me, definitely not.
No.
Nah.
You know,
pregnancy wasn't ever my strongest side.
What do you do in your spare time? In my spare time,
I tried to impregnate women when I was young. When I was young, I was trying.
Well, we're not talking when you were young. We're talking about you now in your mid 50s.
No, I'm not
and
even.
You know how much time you got when you're younger? How much spare time you got when you're younger?
Plenty.
So that was it.
As you get older, the time seems to be running out.
Yep, something like that.
You know, Roy, last year I joined a support group.
Who? What is
for
supporting?
Procrastinators? Okay. And we haven't met yet.
Yeah.
You're lucky it's only 1 year ago.
It's only 1 year ago.
Tell us about it in 10 years.
So yesterday I was talking about something really more deep than normal. So I'm just going to repeat it because many people who talked about it yesterday. Roy, there's Mr. G saying, Roy, this was fantastic. Doors, Uriah Heep, in brackets it says War Pigs, Black Sabbath. Ooh. Any of those, please. Oh, but I have to do it next week.
No, please listen to us.
Black Sabbath's a little bit.
It's a bit heavy. A bit.
And the guy's cooked, eh?
Uh-huh. I loved him.
Have you seen him lately?
Yes, I've seen him.
Both eyes talk to each other.
Listen, in the 90s, I have friends that were very, very strong on heavy metal. There still is. I'm still friends with them. And Black Sabbath and all these ones.
Doors are nice.
They were too heavy for me, but they are
Doors
good.
Doors is nice. I like Doors. Uriah Heep was their time as well.
Uriah Heep.
Uriah Heep, they're good.
Yeah. So anyway, what I want to talk this, yesterday I was talked about, many places in the world, they were talking about the rights of the Palestinians and whatever. And unfortunately, it's the right time to discuss that. So yesterday when I was talking about it, many people actually contact me after the show and they say, you know what, it was very nice and educating to know another point of view or another point of proving us right and Palestinian not that right. So the point I was raising is that the Palestinians called natives in our land. And let me just read that to you.
Let's just start disprove. From the statement that the Palestine or modern Palestine, what they call themselves Palestine, is an invention that was invented in the 60s.
It was an invention.
So you can't say that people was born in Palestine or...
Yes, you can say because the British called it Palestine. To despite the Jews at the time.
100%, but that wasn't right to begin with. That was the land of Israel, the land of the Jews.
So let me just tell you a few things. I'm just going to read more or less what I read yesterday. So Israeli leaders who were born in Palestine And you can see the difference. So Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, was born October 21st in 1949 in Tel Aviv. Ehud Barak was born in 12 February 1942 in Israel, in British Mandate of Palestine at the time. Ariel Sharon, born in February 26th in the village of British Mandate Palestine. Ehud Olmert was born 30th September in 1945 in Binyamina in Israel. Rabin, Yitzhak Rabin, was born 1st March 1922 in Jerusalem. Yitzhak Navon, President of Israel from 77 to 82, was born 9 April in 1921 in Jerusalem. Ezer Weizmann, President of Israel, 1993, was born 15 June 1924 in Tel Aviv, British Mandate of Palestine at the time. Now let me just tell you about the great Palestinian leaders, where they were born. Yasser Arafat was Egyptian native, was born in August 24, 1929 in Cairo, Egypt, to both parents were Egyptians. Said Barakat, Arikat, was born in April 28, 1955 in Jordan. He's still holding a Jordanian citizenship. It's got nothing to do with Israel. Husseini, what is Qadir El Husseini, was born in Baghdad, Iraq, 1948. Nusiba was born in 1949 in Damascus, Syria. Mahmoud El-Azhar was born in 1945 in Cairo, in Egypt. Therefore, Israeli leaders born in Israel, they're called settlers. So listen to that. Israeli leaders that were born in Israel, they're called settlers and intruders or intruders. While Palestinians or Arab leaders that were born in Iraq, Syria, Egypt, Tunisia, called Palestinian natives. So I'm going to give you just a few facts about the struggle in Israel today. It will take only a minute, so put your heads down. Just listen to that. Nationality, if we're talking about nationality in Jerusalem, Israel was a nation in 1312 before Christ, B.C. 2,000 years before the rise of Islam, Arab refugees in Israel began to identify themselves as Palestinians in 1967 after the Six-Day War, 2 decades after the establishment of the State of Israel. The occupation of land in 1272 before Christ, the Jews ruled the land, and for thousand years they had continuous presence, in which lasted for 3,300 years. I mean, Jews never really left Israel. There were always Jewish people in Israel. And for all those years, Jerusalem was the capital. Jerusalem was never the capital of any Arabic or Muslim country. Even the Jordanians, when they occupied Jerusalem, didn't make it their capital. Jerusalem is mentioned over 700 times in the Bible, in the Torah. Even in the New Testament, and in the Quran, not even once. King David founded the city of Jerusalem. Muhammad never put foot in Jerusalem. Jews praying to face East and Jerusalem. A Muslim prayed towards Mecca. Even between Jerusalem and Mecca, they would basically put the behind into Jerusalem and the face into Mecca. So that's how it shows how much respect they give to Jerusalem. Arab refugees in 1948, Jews, Arab leaders encouraged the Arab refugees out of Israel with a promise to clear the land of Jews. 68% of them escaped without seeing Israeli soldier. Basically, just left there. Jewish refugees were forced to flee from Western countries because of violence, prosecution, and pogroms. The number of Arabs that left Israel in 1948 was approximately 630,000. A similar number of refugees from Arab countries, Jews from Arab countries. What more can I tell you? Just a few facts. Out of 100 million refugees after Second World War, the only group of refugees that didn't find their place yet are the so-called Palestinians. They're the only ones. I mean, Jewish settled. There were a lot of nations were scattered. They found their place, but not the Arabs. So just something for you to think about. I don't want to mention
to
everything.
Chew over.
Yeah, to chew over. I don't want to too much to grind too much on that. But just When somebody tells you about Palestine, just think twice. Ooh, that's quite a bit. Hopefully you paid attention and you see those great specials. What do we have more today? You know, we've got some nice birthdays today, believe it or not. You know who was born today?
Who?
You will not believe. Today, Clint Eastwood.
Ooh.
It's my second favorite after Rambo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Clint Eastwood was born today.
Come on, make about my day.
No?
Yeah? He's 89.
No, 89.
It's
close. Yeah.
No, it's actually 88. Sorry, it's 88.
88.
So what's a year between friends?
88. How do you say that?
88. You're learning Afrikaans, right?
He's still directing movies in 88 years old.
Yeah, they got to point him in the right direction.
Okay, exactly.
His name is...
Much more than that.
Clint Eastwood. It's Clint Eastwood is actually an amazing person.
And you know, he was the mayor of...
You know what you can put in the background?
Yeah. He was the mayor. What?
Carmel.
The good, the bad.
He was the mayor of Carmel.
Oh, if I'll find it. Yeah.
If you find it.
If I'll find it.
It's an awesome tune.
Yeah, it is. Eh?
And one of his best movies. This and Dirty Harry. Come on, make
Let me tell you
day.
What he says. He says, yeah. First of all, his name is Clinton. Yeah. Clinton Eastwood Jr., an American actor, filmmaker, musician,
Hillary
and political
Clinton.
Figure.
Yeah.
After achieving success in Western TV series...
Spaghetti Western.
No. They call it Rawhide. The rest to international fame is his role. Yeah, he was born in the 1930s. 88 today. He's very tall. He's 1 meter 93 centimeters. His net worth is $375 million, and that was in 2015. I'm sure he didn't spend much of the time.
Peter, did you met Clint Eastwood? Because
no.
I did.
Yes, where?
Me. A lot of time in my dreams, but once actually we met face to face. I sat with him and drank beer with him.
Serious?
Yeah.
Nice.
Here in Centon, yeah.
Oh, yes, you told me about it.
Yeah,
you told me about it.
He was making the movie...
Invictus
with Matt Dillon and Morgan
Dillon.
Freeman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bow to you, son.
And he said...
If I can't get down on my knees.
And he sat in a pub while we were eating supper... And the waiter said, come to me and said, you know, he's sitting in the bar, Clint Eastwood. So I said, you don't have two chances in life to meet a person like that.
Did you take a picture?
There was no cell phones with cameras then, I'm telling you. I didn't go out with my camera.
So you blinked your eyes.
So we sat and I said, hello, Mr. Eastwood, how are you? And he was very nice. He said, fine, and how are you? And what's your name? And I said, I'm a big fan of yours. Can I buy you a drink? He said, no, I'm fine, and this. And we sat and we just chatted.
The nice guy.
2 minutes, and I felt awkward. I said, thank you, it was very nice meeting you, and I just left. But it was a nice...
You know what he says, which why I like him? Because
what he said about
person.
Me? Just
let me tell you what he said about Obama. A lot of people are realizing that they had a wool pulled over their eyes by Obama. That's what I like him. I like him because he's straight, he's honest, and that's a rebel lying deep in my soul, he says. They say marriages are made in heaven, but so is thunder and lightning. He says, I have... very strict gun control policy. If there's a gun around, I want to be in control of it. If you want a guarantee, buy a toaster. I love it. If you want
it's
a guarantee.
Down to earth.
Yeah, down to earth. You should never give up on your inner self. He said, we boil in different degrees.
We boil at different degrees.
At different degrees, yeah. I tried being reasonable. I don't like it. He's really nice.
He has a famous actor son as well.
Yeah.
Well, not that famous. Yes, Scott. Scott Eastwood.
Scott Eastwood. He's a youngster.
He's a young, good-looking guy.
His father is 88 and he's like 30.
Yeah.
Well.
He was a lot lummicky, as they say in Afrikaans.
Well, he was having fun in the 50s, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Dirty Harry was probably sensitive towards victims of violent crimes. He says, if you think it's going to rain, it will. Said so. He said, I don't think I've met anyone with a stronger work ethic than Ray Charles. Well, he said it would be great to be 105 and still making films. That's what I like about him and about the Obama thing. You know who's 42?
Oh,
who?
Colin Farrell.
Who?
Colin Farrell.
The Irish actor.
Yeah, Colin James Farrell is an Irish actor. Farrell appeared at a BBC drama, whatever, or something with the book Belly's Kiss Angel. In 98, really made his film debut in the Tim Ruth directed drama Warzone in 1999 and was discovered by Hollywood by then. So he was born in 1976. He lives in... he's got lots of kids. One, Los
Angeles. Yeah, he was a bad boy.
Four kids. Nice.
How many women?
How many with the same woman?
That's the question. No, I don't think so.
No, he's got, sorry, man, he's got two kids.
Two kids. How you got four?
Brooke Shields. Oh. Brooke Shields was born today. She's still, you know what, she's beautiful. She's huge, but she's beautiful. She's 1.83 meters.
She's a big girl.
She's 6 foot something.
I saw her in
about 60, no?
In a repeat.
No, she's 53. She's younger than, stop it, man. 53. She's younger than me.
Yeah. Did you ever like the series Two and a Half Men?
I love it. She was there too.
She was in it.
Yeah.
She had a small role. She was in a couple of episodes. But they're re-screening it on DSTV, and I watched it the other night. It's actually very funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
It is.
It's funny. It's my second favorite show after
Married with Children.
Yeah. You heard what was happening now with Roseanne and Roseanne Barr.
Yeah. She tweeted something.
Peter? Did you heard what happened?
I heard vaguely,
You heard vaguely. So Roseanne Barr is they renewed the show, and then 2-3 days ago she had a
breakdown.
Silly tweet, and they decided to take
the show off the air.
So Charlie Sheen tweeted, "Oh, I think now it's the greatest time to bring back Two and a Half Men."
A good one. What does she say? She says she had two.
Is this Brooke Shields?
She's got.
Do you remember her first movie? How she got famous? The Blue Lagoon.
The Blue Lagoon, but it wasn't actually. She was a child actor since she was 12.
Yeah, because
Pretty Baby,
but never naked.
Yeah, she's the only woman who, when she's smiling and her eyebrows come together, it looks like two caterpillars making love.
She is beautiful. I don't know whatever you're going to say.
She has a hell of her eyebrows, and she's a huge girl. But she's beautiful, and she's
got
amazing.
two kids from Chris Anchie. And she says smoking kills. She says smoking kills. If you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life.
She's reported to have said that.
Yeah, that's a quote.
She says, none of these famous personalities make stupid statements. And then comes back to haunt them.
Man, you must look at what she said. Really,
I know, but it's still there for the record.
Don't waste a minute not being happy. If one window closes, run to the next window or break down a door.
Who was a famous husband?
Andre Agassi.
Oh, nice. The tennis player.
And then who did he marry? Steffi Graf.
Yeah, after they split up, he's now married to Steffi Graf.
That's right.
Another tennis legend.
Yeah. With a big nose. Too many people use abortions
as a big nose.
Yes.
German with a big nose.
Too many people use abortion as a form of birth control. And that's very wrong. I could never, ever have an abortion. That's what she says.
Okay.
Then Tom Berenger, 69. You know him?
Yes. He was an action star for a while.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's basically it. You know, he was, many people liked him.
That's it.
Say again?
That's all the people that
I know that was born today.
Roy, tell me, do you ever spend time talking to yourself?
I was talking to myself all the time.
You know why? You need expert advice.
Yes, you did. And no one actually listened to what I said, so yeah.
But if you listen to yourself, then you are a bit crazy.
You don't understand how nice I am.
you know in Waze, you know Waze, the application on the phone, the like Google Maps.
Yeah.
It's called Waze, WAYZ. And it's a very nice one. You can record your own voice, and it's your own voice is telling you where to go.
That's it.
Yes.
Amazing.
In your case, I wouldn't do that.
I did that, and I'm so irritated with myself.
I know. You get lost all the time.
You got misled.
Can you
Why
do that?
Why did this guy? Yes. I have it on my phone. It's on my voice. You can hear yourself.
I want to have like some like if funny you, like somebody like Chris Rock saying, "Hey man, turn left."
Yeah.
Stop, you idiot, stop.
Your phone to him and record it. You can record everybody. Do you know, Moshe, did you hear about these two guys that were sitting, the two beggars that were sitting outside the Vatican and trying to beg for money? The one was holding a cross and the other one was holding a Magen David.
I told that joke
you
about 3 months
joke.
Ago.
Did you?
Yeah, very clever, yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear it. No, you've changed it. Let's hear it.
I changed it. So they're trying all day. The people giving money only to the guy with the cross because it's the Vatican. It's Christian. They're giving money to the guy with the cross. They're giving money to the guy. So a priest come by and he come to the guy with the Magen David and he's telling him, listen, this is the Vatican. It's Catholic Christian people, they will never give you money. They will give the one with the cross. They will even give him more money to spite you and give him the money because you're sitting here with Megan David. So the guy with the Megan David is looking at him sitting, and then he's going to the other guy and said, you see, Moshe, he's going to teach us how to make money.
It was a better joke, the way you told it. It's a better joke.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a few. Yesterday we started with a new thing of insults. Yeah.
No,
so are you always are you always that stupid, or today's a special occasion?
You know, you said the month of June going to be the month of this, the month of this. So you're always that stupid, or is this the month of June?
The month of June makes it.
Roy, are our listeners sending in insults?
They did yesterday a lot.
Oh, yesterday.
But it was like naughty ones.
Yeah.
There was very naughty ones.
give us some more to have the nice taste of the weekend. In
As an outsider, what do you think of the? As an outsider, what do you think of the human race? That's a good one. Don't you have a terribly empty feeling in your skull?
You ask Roy if he's talking to himself. I'm wondering if he's insulting himself when he's talking to himself as well.
I'd love to hear Roy's inner voice.
Oh, you don't want to hear that. At night I wear things on my ears not to hear my inner voice.
Yesterday was a good insult about the inner beauty. You remember that? What was it? Your inner beauty is. I hope your inner beauty is better than your outside beauty.
I hope you have an inner beauty
because your other beauty, your outside beauty, is not great. That was a good one.
You're so dumb that you got hit by a parked car.
That's good.
Keep talking. Someday you'll say something intelligent. You're so fat. You leave footprints in concrete. I mean, this. Pardon me, but you've obviously mistaken me for someone who give a damn. Well, what can I say? So, Moshe is so old, his birth certificate expired.
Well, Moshe, why do you hear the butt of jokes? It's not nice.
Now, we talked about Moshe, it's not nice.
He's harmless. He's
No. Moshe is friends with Jesus on Facebook. So,
Jesus.
That's how old he is.
You know, in Hebrew you say, don't say Jesus, you say Yeshu.
Yeshu.
And you know what Yeshu is?
Yes. Redemption.
No. Yeshu is?
Yeah.
Is Rashi Tevot, how do you say?
Initials.
Initials of Imach Shemo Vezichro. Really it is. A prophecy.
Amen.
Is. Amen. All right. Yeah?
That's it.
So?
Yeah.
A thought crossed your mind? Must have been a lonely journey. All right, guys, we have to say goodbye to you guys. Roy, I'm joining the show. To round off, please play Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. You know what? I will do it, Mr. G. I promise you, I will. But that's going to be the next time because I don't have it on my thing. But
yeah,
I'm going to say to all our listeners. There's a beautiful song here from Blondie. Call me, guys. Have a great, great weekend from us,
bye-bye.
From Liel, from Peter, from Moshe. Have a lekker, lekker weekend. Enjoy yourself and what can I say? Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Thank you and cheers.